I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama signed legislation late last year ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the controversial Clinton-era policy that mandated that openly gay and bisexual members of the military be discharged from the armed forces. That law remains in effect until tomorrow. That's when the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell becomes official. Navy veteran Jeremy Johnson's been waiting for the day. He was honorably discharged back in 2007 after he came out as gay in a letter to his commanding officer. Jeremy Johnson, I guess a lot of people must be asking you why you wrote that letter after you were in the Navy for 10 years, a time that you look back on very fondly. You knew what the consequences would be, so why'd you write the letter?
I tell you, it is mostly about compartmentalization. When you're working a job and you have to compartmentalize your personal life with your professional life, it gets to be a balancing act, and it can put a lot of pressure on you. And that's what I felt when I was in that position.
So you could have gone on, though, in the military.
Well, sure. But the question is how much of my sanity would I have been able to salvage if I had kept doing that? I was watching people around me of the same rank who were heterosexual able to have relationships and get married and have family, which is kind of what the military does now. The military supports this idea that you should have a support structure. If you're not allowed to pursue a relationship under a policy like Don't Ask, Don't Tell, you're never going to have that. And so you're kind of left out in the cold.
And now what are you doing?
Essentially working on my education for the last 3 years.
So you're planning to go back in, I guess, as soon as you finish your education, right?
Well, I will go in full time if possible once I have my degree. But for now, hopefully as soon as this week, I'll be going back in as a Navy reservist. You know, even if it's only devoting one weekend a month, I want to get back to it.
How come, Jeremy, you want to go back?
That's a good question. And it's a question that I get asked frequently in the last couple of weeks. And the answer is I never really wanted to leave. I felt forced to write that letter because I was compromising integrity and giving up something that I felt like I shouldn't have had to give up at being treated unequally. Now that that's gone, I really don't see any other barriers. I mean, everything else in that job I was able to handle and enjoyed what I was doing. So I'm ready to go back.
You are one of more than 14,000 service members discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Unlike you, there are many who do not plan to reenlist. We're joined now by Donald Gollihue from Northern California. Donald, you were Petty Officer Second Class when you served in the Navy. You were discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell in 2001, and you say you're not going back. How come?
Well, I guess it has a lot to do with what I was tasked with in the military. I was a hospital corpsman, and I served pretty closely with the Marine Corps. And they were really good guys, as long as you did not prove to be different. And my being gay was something that was a horrendous secret. People want to know about your life, and you either had to say it's none of your business, or you had to lie. Every day, I would have to tell little lies just to get by. And I don't want to go back to that at all.
You know, I mean, it sounds a little bit like what Jeremy was talking about, that he felt as though he was living a lie. The difference is he wants to go back. But what made you decide now, even though you could be welcomed back in, Donald, that it's not for you?
Yeah, policy and practice are entirely different things. If you'll remember, the Marine Corps was the very last service to sign on to this policy change. And they only did so under duress. Essentially, I was in the Navy, but essentially I would be going back to the Marine Corps. For me to go back to an organization that was forced to accept me, it does not appeal to me in any way whatsoever.
So it's that not only the principle that you don't want to go back, but also that you feel as though the environment would be equally inhospitable?
I think that it would be changed on the surface. But inhospitable is definitely still a good word.
And Jeremy Johnson, what do you say to that?
It's a valid concern because it's a contract. You can't just jump out of it. And once you commit to it again. So I think that our responses are going to run the gambit between wanting to go back in to sitting on the fence and seeing how things are going to play out to just saying I've moved on and I have no desire to put myself through that again.
I'm kind of wondering if maybe, Jeremy, since you want to go back in so badly, you really enjoyed what you were doing in the Navy, if it comes down in a way to both the principle but also a career choice, that for you this is what works. Jeremy, you answer first, and then, Donald, I want to hear from you about that.
This is often where I get into, and this is a generic answer. This is not even don't ask, don't tell. I think a lot of us who have been in uniform have a love-hate relationship with the military. We love what we do and we hate what we do at the same time. But it's a passion, and you feel like you have lost something if you step out of it for too long.
And for you, Donald Galhue, does that sound familiar? I mean, do you think that your relationship with the military was just so soured to begin with in terms of your career that you don't want to be part of that organization because of the law, even if it's being repealed?
I loved what I did. I was a corpsman, essentially a medic, and I took care of a group of guys, and they were really important to me, and doing what I was doing was really important to me. It was something that I could easily have seen myself retiring from. But there are three values that the military drums into you, and that is honor, courage, commitment. And I considered myself a failure because I could not uphold what I considered the tenet of honor, and that was because of the policy. It's a very bad taste in my mouth.
Jeremy, how do you think it's going to go? I mean, could you have a relationship? Could you have that support structure that straight members of the military can have and are encouraged to have?
To be honest, I have no idea what I'm going to face, but I know that change doesn't happen unless people step up to the plate to set the tone and be the example. And I have the advantage of already being out, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay, Jeremy and Donald, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Jeremy Johnson and Donald Galhue both served in the Navy, both left as a result of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. When the law expires tomorrow, Johnson plans to rejoin the military as a reservist. Former medic Galhue will not reenlist. He's now a medical lab manager in Northern California.